Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. It's Alex.
And David.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And we're going to go straight to the phones. Steve, are you there?
How you guys doing?
I'm great. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well, man. I'm glad you guys are on tonight. You two guys are my favorite hosts that they have of the, I don't know, two or three different groups of guys.
Thanks.
Well, you've called before.
We try to keep it a high energy.
You've called before, right?
Yes, I have. I was the one that called a few.
You're the Lebanese guy.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you know, most Lebanese people I've met are pretty cool.
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm only a quarter Lebanese, but, you know, my grandmother, who was born in Connecticut, not long after her parents got here, was probably the most patriotic lady I ever met in my life. Her parents ran a convenience store through the Depression. You know, just love this country. And,
yeah.
You know, even though she was a diehard Democrat, you know, she was one of the old school, I guess they call them blue dog Democrats.
Well, that was like my Grandpa Duke was that kind of guy. You know, working class, blue collar dude, but, you know, had a portrait of Kennedy in his living room next to the star clock and the bald eagle lamp.
Oh yeah, that was Grandma, man. She, you know, she was a big Clinton supporter, being that my grandpa was a farmer and did a lot of work with the Clinton campaigns and stuff like that. But anyway, I never held that against her.
As long as it wasn't Hillary.
Well, you know, Bill's a good timing guy. You're like, hi, how you doing? Want to go have a beer with me? You know, he'd be like, yeah, sure, why not?
Right. Yeah.
Let's go to the strip club.
I'm really proud of our governor in Arkansas because, you know, we were one of the five states that never had a stay-at-home order. And,
cool.
Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Oh, gotcha. And, you know, now, unfortunately, my wife owns a beauty salon, and she has four ladies that rent booths from her. Now, she doesn't pay them. They just give her booth rent, and they keep all the money they make. So she didn't qualify for the short-lived payment protection.
Small business.
Deal. And she has yet to be able to get unemployment. Because unemployment for self-employed people has never been a thing, and so their system is not set up to do that. So she's not made a dime since this all started. And, you know, it's unfortunate that luckily I'm able to work, and I mean, I have a good job. I run a car dealership. You know, I make decent money. You know, she kind of feels like a freeloader right now, and I was like, hey, you know, don't beat yourself up. I mean, she is applying.
It's not your fault. Your government locked everything down, right?
Yeah,
right. I think, you know, and here's my thing.
It's worth diving in deeper on this. Think of all these other people who are feeling terrible about themselves because they're not able to provide for their family. Right? This is just your wife, and she's feeling guilty. Imagine if you're the primary bread earner for your family, and you know you've prided yourself. You're not rich or anything, but every meal you've been able to provide, every Christmas you've been able to provide, and now you can't even provide like one meal for your family.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling of humiliation and sadness that causes, I think, cannot be underestimated. And that's going to have a psychological toll
especially on guys, for years to come, right? That feeling of failure and inability to provide, they're worthless. And it's not as simple as, oh, let's just stay in and be safe, right? There's going to be people who will commit suicide because they're so ashamed they can't provide a meal for their family. And they'll be better off just taking my life insurance because at least if I'm dead, I'll be able to provide.
Yeah,
and you know this is very serious, and
that shows how the cure is worse than COVID-19 in a lot of ways.
Well,
I think.
And what's terrible is most hairdressers. I don't know obviously what the percentages are, but there's a large number of those ladies that are single mothers.
Yeah,
and you know they certainly aren't going to be able to provide because that's the only source of income in the house. And,
oh, but they're not essential. Didn't you know that?
Well, I know a bunch of ladies with a bunch of gray roots right now that would disagree with you. You know, what we're actually petitioning the governor, and we've got a petition going around to allow beauty salons and barbershops to reopen with each person that's employed there only allowing one customer at a time in. And checking their temperature before they come in, strictly on appointment, no walk-ins. That would at least give them the ability, you know, they could wear a mask if they needed to. That would at least give them the ability to make some, not as much as they would. But
why even require all those things? How about you just say, you know, assume everyone here has corona. We're going to make the same assumption and take whatever safety precautions you can. But if you're willing to risk it, then you're free to do business.
Yeah.
And that's
sort of what we do
here.
Now, when this first started, she actually messaged every one of her clients that were, like, over 60 and just said, hey, I don't think it's safe for you to come in right now. And they were all very understanding about it.
Right.
You know, and she was still seeing her regular clients until the governor just said, you know, restaurants, everything has to have to shut down. Which, you know, we could argue all day about. I don't think constitutionally they should be able to tell my wife she can't run her business. But you know,
well, I can't wait to see the
constitutional law is not a law.
Well,
right?
I can't wait to see the rash of lawsuits that's going to come out after this is done with. I mean, the lawyers. I mean, if you're in law school right now,
chops.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
a buy here, pay here car dealership, and I have 800 customers in the city that I live in now. We're in Oklahoma. We're on the Fort Smith's kind of on the border of Oklahoma and Arkansas, but I have many, many customers who own restaurants or own bars or work at these places, and I would say about 20% of my customers right now are not working, and so that not only is rough for them, but you know we don't want to be perceived as, hey, we need you to make your, which we're being very lenient with these customers and helping them as much as we can, and we're not repoing any cars right now. We're, you know, we're really trying to let them know that we're there for them and we understand and we can figure this out.
Is this a government mandate that you're not repoing, or are you just saying
no? This is just our company has made the decision that we're now. If the customer calls and says, "Hey, come get this car," we'll go get it. But we're not going to go pick up a vehicle because someone's out of work because the government said you can't work.
I think that's the way to do it, right? Without any top-down mandatory anything, you came to the right decision and said, "You know, let's be sympathetic, let's have some heart," and you did it. And I think you can do that everything.
We have 80.
Yeah, well, I think most people. Yeah, I think most people do the right thing if given the freedom to do the right thing.
Right. And you know, there were people when we got our stimulus check. I guess 2 days ago. And I had a lot of customers that got it, and the majority of them that got it came in and got their account squared away, or we took a little less than they owed and modified their account to help them out, because nobody knows when they're going to let the restaurants open.
Well, we're coming to a break now, so we'll continue this later.
Okay.
The number to call in is 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynavite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynavite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-free as in freedom. It's Alex.
And Dave.
And we're coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And I want to tell you about Divvy. Divvy, the next generation wallet is coming. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to spend money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There is no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. And we'll go back to the phones. Steve, are you still with us? Steve?
Yeah, maybe he...
Hey,
good to... Hey, Steve, speaking of stimulus checks, I got to ask your opinion. You seem like the kind of guy that would be good. With my stimulus check, I'm thinking of buying either a Colt 1911A1 or a upper chambered and 9mm with a magazine adapter for my Sig Sauer P320 magazines. What would you get?
Well, I can tell you what I did with mine, and then I can tell you what I wish I could have done with mine.
Okay.
What I did do was, what's crazy is my wife and I bought a house. We sold our house and made an offer on a house, and then a week later, just COVID-19 stuff hit. And so we were freaking out because we didn't know what interest rates were going to do. We actually locked in before they spiked up. And then they went back down lower than what we locked in at. So it was kind of a messed up deal. But so we moved a week ago today. And when we moved, we didn't want to tie up a bunch of cash, you know, because we needed a washer and dryer and a bunch of stuff, grill, mower. And so I went to Lowe's, and I don't do credit cards, but I opened a Lowe's account just to get the stuff we needed. And then whenever we got the stimulus check, I paid it off. So
cool.
So that's what I did with it. What I would have liked to have done is got me a new Kimber to carry, because I just carry a Taurus PT-111, which is a good shooting little gun. I like it. But,
oh yeah, yeah.
You know, I wanted something a little nicer, and I really like the way Kimber feels and shoots. So
cool.
Just something to add to the gun safe along with my Taurus Judge and my .322 rifles and my .270 Winchester.
How is the Taurus Judge? I've heard mixed things about that, you know, and I'm always wondering what the you know, what the rationale of having a .410 shotgun shooting pistol, although you can shoot .45 long Colt out of that, right?
Right. Yeah, what I do is first of all, it's just fun to shoot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a big part of it.
Right. But it is my home defense gun for my wife. We have, you know, it's a revolver and there's five shots. The first three, I've got it set up to where if she has to grab it and use it, the first three shots are the home defense 410 rounds, and then the last two are the 45 long Colt hollow point. So
okay.
The first three shots.
How's the recoil? How's the recoil on that?
Oh, it kicks like a mule. But
okay. Yeah, I carry a J-frame 357 myself, and I know the recoil. Yeah, recoil can be pain.
You can open carry in Arkansas, but I do have a concealed carry permit, and I always keep it in the door of my truck. When I get out of the truck, I'll stick it in the back of my belt or whatever, but... And, you know, growing up on a 500-acre cattle farm, we shot guns. You know,
that's
just
awesome. I envy that.
You know what's funny? I got a funny story if you have a second. When my dad was about 9 years old, they'd only lived in Arkansas for a couple of years. They moved from Connecticut when my dad was seven to Arkansas. And my aunt, who was six at the time, kind of disappeared for a little while, and nobody knew where she went. And this was on Thanksgiving Day, so Grandma's getting prepared to cook dinner, and they can't find my Aunt Barbara. And here comes my six-year-old aunt with a turkey that she took Grandpa's shotgun and went and killed a turkey for Thanksgiving.
How'd it taste?
He said it was great, but you know what,
yeah,
turkey season. And my grandpa was like, "It's not turkey season." She said, "It's Thanksgiving. We're having turkey."
That's awesome.
Yeah, but yeah, we just.
I got a turkey story for you. This is a short one. Right. Like about 13 years ago, I'm living on the island of Tinian, which is like next door to Saipan. It's got like 900, 1,000 people living on it. Just a, you know, kind of like real sort of small town, sort of village of the damned feel to the place. And the mayor of Tinian had a pet turkey. It was this giant tom turkey. Must have weighed at least 100 pounds. It was huge. And it got loose one day. It got loose. And, you know, we're in the islands, right? You know, and turkeys aren't indigenous, so most of the people, like, were freaking out because they never saw a turkey before. They're going, "Oh, my God!" And this big turkey is walking around, and everybody's staring at it, and they're like, what's going on? And I'm like going, "Cool, a turkey." And they're like, "Aren't you scared?" I said, "No, I'm hungry. Anybody got a bone?"
Yeah.
So anyways, that's my turkey story.
That's funny. Well, he was probably used to being
thanks
around people,
for the
so.
Call, Steve. We hope to hear from you again next week.
Take
always
care,
a
man.
Pleasure. Next, we'll go back to the phones. Matthew, are you there?
Yeah, this is kind of more of a question for Trump superfans, and I asked this question this morning on Ringside Politics with Jeff Cruer. He's such a super fan. He wrote a book called America's Last Chance. So, Obama had some kind of pandemic occurred during his administration, and the only reason I know about it is people looked it up. I remember listening to Fox News Radio during that time period, and the only thing they were talking about was the only health problem was the gold coins falling out of the sky, and that we were all going to need hard caps for the summer of recovery. And apparently a number of people died, and we just moved on. Now this thing shows up, and due to some health models that have proven to whip it every time that you go and check the data, we just threw the country into, like, neutral or even reverse even, because you can't really stop an economy. It sort of goes backwards. And so Trump has decided to run for re-election against Jill Biden's husband. And what assurance do we have that he isn't going to do something like this again?
Good question. More coming up after the break. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During the daily coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump gives an update on the financial relief Americans have been waiting for. The president says 80 million economic impact payments have been deposited.
And less than 1% had even little problems. A couple had minor glitches, but it's substantially less than 1%.
We're hearing Democrats and Republicans are coming closer to a deal regarding funding the popular Paycheck Protection Program. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow has a message, though, for everyone on Capitol Hill.
Let's go, Congress. What are you waiting for? Unemployment insurance claims, Brian, as I'm sure you saw, 22 million in the last 4 weeks. Come on.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. They're hoping to add another $250 billion to that fund. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air, because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. And we just finished a discussion with a caller, and we'll get back to that. But first, I want to tell you about Intercoin. Intercoin is the next step in the evolution of money. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $48,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. So yeah, the previous caller, he said he called into a bunch of shows to ask them, the Trump guys. I guess we're Trump guys, eh, Dave?
Well, let me preface them. The only reason that I defend Trump at this point is because the guy is so under attack unfairly from pretty much the opposition that it's almost as if there's nothing Donald Trump can do ever that is good enough. And in fact, I'm watching this COVID-19 stuff, and it's like Trump, when this thing started out, said let's block flights from China. And
or Chinese nationals.
And CNN is going, oh, he's a racist. And then, of course, weeks later,
he didn't do enough.
The same people are going, he didn't do enough, and it's almost like it's almost like if Trump literally came out and pulled a cure for this out of his pocket tomorrow, which I think he's pushing for this hydroxychloroquine and I hope I'm saying it right. And other treatments, they're literally saying, oh, he's evil for saying that. He's not a doctor, blah, blah, blah. Like they would rather America implode and be destroyed so that they can say Trump is a bad person and then for America and for even their own livelihood to be saved. So I don't put a lot of stock into these people. In fact, they make me more sick than COVID-19 would. Trump is a flawed character. I would say, as far as the job performance he's doing, I would personally give him like a B+.
What's an A? Is it a past president or like a theoretical ideal?
It's a theoretical ideal. I mean,
theoretical ideal.
There are
I
things.
Give him an F, right? Well, I give every president in living memory an F. I mean, compare them to like, you know, the founding fathers were much.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, every president that I can remember in my lifetime, including Ronald Reagan, who people idealize too much, I think sucked.
Yeah,
I think there were good and bad.
Any
bits.
President that doesn't abolish everything unconstitutional in his 100-day plan is a bad president, in my opinion.
But and I would say Reagan,
that's an unrealistic metric.
Reagan at least had an excuse of being shot and then having the deep state headed by George Bush Sr. kind of undermine, you know, his policies. But at least he had the right rhetoric. But I would
Trump's
say
rhetoric is decent.
Well, you know, I think at least Trump is not. See, everybody goes on about how great Obama was because, you know, he's so eloquent. And I'm thinking I would rather have a blunt guy who tells the truth at least some of the times than the most eloquent liar. And, you know, when people say Trump lies constantly, well, I think Trump gets a lot of bad information and he runs with it. And then when new information comes out, things change. I'm not defending the guy. I'm just saying that if anyone else but Trump was president, and
well, Trump just has a different view on what the role of the president is, right? There's this, you know, ivory tower view that this president is some sacred office, and it's like, you know, it's like you can't go to a temple in shorts. And Trump is not like he thinks it must be respected, but not it's not sacred in that you can only do this, you can only do that. He sees it as like the cheerleader in chief and also making like deals and tough decisions, which is very different from the like standard ivory tower, you know, Ivy League, New York Times, like establishment view. And the reason they hate him so much is because he's wrecking their...
Well, he's not in their club.
Well, it's not just that he's not in their club. It's that he's not adhering to the club rules.
Yeah, well, and you know, the thing is, I think a lot of us in this country are sick of the club. And it's refreshing. And, you know, it's like this. Okay, the previous caller was saying that, like during Obama, things were so great that that gold coins were falling from the sky. I mean, I'm thinking, whatever you're smoking, man, give me some. I could use a pick me up. But you know, and you there were a couple of health scares during the Obama administration. I'm going off the top of my head. I remember that there was a swine flu.
Yeah, H1N1.
That killed you know, something like 20,000 people. Not a real major deal was made of it. There was also a disease, I forgot what it was called, but they said Ebola was one of them. There was an Ebola threat, and of course Trump, unlike Obama, is basically saying, hey, we got to have some border controls and make sure that people aren't coming in. Meanwhile, while the Ebola scare was coming out, you had a lot of people from Africa, where the Ebola outbreak was coming, was happening, people coming from Africa and then coming to Mexico and coming through our border from
Mexico. Do you
think
the border controls are a right idea? Or?
Well, I think that a nation needs to have a secure border, and I think we have to have some sort of border controls. I'm not saying that we should completely close borders. I am pro-immigration. I mean, I married an immigrant, for God's sake, so if anybody wants to play the you're a racist xenophobe card with me, I'll just
tell them you're Cherokee. You're more Cherokee than
Elizabeth.
Born.
Yeah, I'm about, yeah.
That's not saying much, right? I think the average American is more Cherokee.
Well, what I think is, you know, like between you and me, we're both mutts, you know, like my nose is cold. I mean, I am mixed, which is great. And as I said, I like, for example, I hate the Chinese Communist Party, but I married a Chinese woman, so I can't say that, you can't say that I hate Chinese people. I mean, it's kind of the opposite.
Sure you can. They're not constrained by reason
by
and
logic,
right?
Well,
they're constrained by their agenda.
Yeah. Well, and here's another thing too. So you're, this other caller, if I'm reading him right, maybe I misunderstood him. It's like, what if Trump pulls this again? It's like, what did Trump pull? Did Trump pull the Chinese Communist Party creating a biosafety level 4 lab that they couldn't control so that they had a leak? I mean, I'm sorry, this is the Chinese Communist Party virus, okay? I don't care what anybody says. No, it came out of the Wuhan Biosafety Level 4 lab, which is basically analogous to our Fort Detrick. It is a Chinese Communist Party's facility. And whether it was intentionally released or accidentally released based upon, ignorance, stupidity, and just incompetence, or if it was intentionally released, they own it. I'm sorry. If for example, let's say I'm mixing up a batch of meth at my house, and there's a phosgene leak, and my neighbor dies from the gas, I'm responsible. Not that I would ever cook meth. I'm just saying. So that's
Well, I think we have to be very careful about attributing something of this scale to someone without concrete proof.
There's a lot of proof.
The proof is certainly growing and the case is getting strong.
Well, I got some articles I'd like to share after the break.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. I'm Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having one of our favorite debates is, you know, where did this virus come from?
Well, I was reading a couple of articles from the Daily Mail UK that both of them state that the lab in Wuhan, China, was in part being funded to the tune of $3.7 million over, I think, the period between 2011 to 2017 through the U.S. National Institutes of Health and in partnership with several American universities.
Aha, the Chinese would say.
Yeah.
This is a U.S.-funded virus after all.
Well, the thing is, though, it was done in there. And well, the other argument would say that the Obama administration helped fund bioweapons to be used against the United States, and therefore Obama's a traitor. Now, somewhere in between those two conspiracy theories lies the truth. I'm not one of these people that thinks that Barack Obama was sitting there going, whoa, let's make a lab virus that could be released on us in partnership with Xi Jinping. I don't believe that. I don't like President Obama's job performance. I'm sure he'd be a nice guy to have a beer with. I don't hate him as a person. I think he was a terrible president, but I'm not one of these folks that hates Obama like a lot of people hate Trump. I just think he sucked as a president, and I think people make mistakes. So so on the whole Wuhan laboratory, though, I think just like back in the day, I remember being a kid and reading about chemical company, I think it was Union Carbide, had a giant cyanide gas leak in Bhopal, India. And Union Carbide was responsible for paying damages to the people in that town that lost family members or were injured. I think you have a similar liability situation with China, and I think the Chinese government needs to own it. It doesn't mean that I think we should be prejudiced against Chinese people. I don't think that there should be any, like, I hear some reports of, like, folks saying, you know, beating up Chinese people in the subway in New York because they're racist against Chinese. If that's
If that's true.
If that's true. I mean, in the days of Jussie Smollett, you never know what's being reported to be true. But I think that, yeah, you cannot sit there and say Chinese people are bad for what their government does. I do find it interesting, though, that right now, while the...
Aren't there like 100 million people in the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, it's like less than 1% of the population of China are actually members of the Communist Party.
No, it's more. It's like almost 10%.
No, it's less than that. I mean, I got a friend of mine whose ex-wife is a member, and anyway, long.
Well, everyone has a friend whose ex-wife is a member because the membership is so large.
Well, my ex-wife was never a member of the Communist Party. We had to prove that to the immigration. You know, I think it's hilarious. I go through immigration with my ex-wife, you know, to get her green card, and I had to sit there and prove.
Seems that 90 million members of the party.
Well, I was just saying, like, I just remember, I think it's hilarious that you have a lot of people saying that illegal aliens should be allowed to vote, et cetera, and so forth, and that I'm somehow bigoted for disagreeing with that. Meanwhile, I had to sit through hours of interviews with USCIS proving to them that my wife wasn't a communist and paying thousands of dollars for her green card and all sorts of garbage, you know. So anyways, I'm just a little... I'm a little bitter, like the coffee I drank this morning about that.
Well, I think it's good to have standards for immigration, and we shouldn't say because one is more than the other, we should have neither.
Yeah.
I think it's better to say, why don't we just... My position is every immigrant coming to the U.S. should be for America's benefit.
Well, here's the thing. I don't complain, and I'm not angry about the fact that I had to go through a process for immigration. In fact, I think it was a fair process, because if I have somebody coming into my country, I want to know if that person's a criminal or if that person's going to be an agent for a foreign country or, you know, anything like that. I mean, speaking of infectious diseases, my ex-wife, when we were going through the green card process, she had to go get chest x-rays to make sure she didn't have tuberculosis. We had to get an HIV test, all sorts of things. And all the medical screening came out of our pockets. The government didn't do it. And then my favorite was
wouldn't it come out of your pocket?
Well, what I'm saying is, why wouldn't it? But the fact of the matter is what else was kind of cool was they made me prove to the immigration that I made a certain amount of money every year so that, and I quote the immigration form, my wife wouldn't be a welfare burden on the taxpayers. So basically, I had to prove that I made a certain amount of income so that I could support my wife when she became a green card holder. And then you have a lot of people who are saying, oh, well, we should give illegal aliens welfare. Well, how come one group of people who follow the law have to be penalized, whereas the other group of people who flagrantly break the law just get to get all these benefits without having the same standards? And
there's certainly a question of double standards.
I think I just want to make one last point. I think that everybody I was trying to make a point. Let me finish, please. I think that every person who's ever sponsored a green card holder should have should actually file a lawsuit demanding a refund as long as illegal immigrants get welfare. Anyway, that's just a thought. Sorry for interrupting you, sir.
Oh, sure. Hello?
I'm done with my rant.
What's on your mind?
Oh, that was great. Thank you. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Am I there?
Yeah, you're there.
You're here, man. Sorry for cutting you off.
Oh, great. Here's the deal. I keep hearing this stuff. Dress up like you're going to work, you know, and sit around at home all day long, right? I say, if you want to really work hard, what you do is you have a backdrop of Waikiki Beach and Diamond Head and so on and so forth, and it's a moving picture, you know, and you got all these beautiful girls all over the place, right? And they're checking you out and saying, wow, look at the guy. He's something else, yeah? And so
you're describing my day.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. And so and then what it does is it helps you work really hard. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
And you enjoy the day instead of hanging around doing absolutely nothing.
You don't have to necessarily do nothing, but I'll admit one of the things I love about where I'm at is uniform of the days is flip flops, shorts, and a Hawaiian shirt. And
there you go.
You know, I'm just lucky. I'm very lucky.
Well, the governor is
retired.
We're in the U.S. Saipan Islands.
We're on the island of Saipan. We're about an hour
from Guam.
From Guam, we're about
Saipan. I know where it is. Saipan,
yeah.
Tinian, Rota, Guam.
Yep. We're up on Capitol Hill next to Mount Tapachow, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. It's a beautiful view out the window.
Yeah, they all use these bars of Tide soap to wash their clothes. Right.
Well, sometimes they do. I pay somebody to do my laundry, so
really? Oh, no,
yeah, it's cheap. Yeah. It's cheap actually, but it's kind of like, no, I got sick of the rat race and I left Detroit, and people ask me, what's Saipan like? I say, well, it beats Detroit. No offense to the people from Detroit.
Saipan.
Where are you coming from,
Guam,
man?
I've been to Guam.
Yep.
A long time ago. Yeah. I've been to Guam. I've never been to Saipan, but I've seen it.
You should come. It's a nice place.
And arguably the freest place in America. You know, you can still go to a hairdresser here. It's not illegal. Our friend Steve from Arkansas was telling us that they're one of the top five freest, but they can't go to hairdressers.
Sloop. Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, I took a 42-foot sloop from Alawai Marina. By Waikiki. It's on the gateway to Waikiki.
Mm-hmm,
and,
been there.
Sailed to Tahiti.
Awesome, man.
Awesome, possum. You know,
cool. Well, we appreciate your call and your suggestions for dressing for work. So thank you very much. And if you have any suggestions, you can call in as well. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. That's 855-453 as in freedom. This is Free Talk Live coming to you from the U.S. Mariana.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.